Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, a few minutes past 6 p.m. Gorgeous weather. Gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous. Tony.
Dave.
Ordering fast food on a mobile app is a lie.
Oh, come on. What is going on? So...
Miguel?
Open the file.
Open the file. Dang it, open the file. We've talked about how we have been doing, as many have, in the age of COVID, a lot of, what's it called when you get your groceries?
Like home, I guess we could just call it Instacart.
Instacart, that's exactly the word I was looking for. Instacarting and curbside pickup at Target. And have been doing a lot of mobile ordering from fast food places. And at first, it seemed to be the answer to all your problems. You type it in on the app. You pull up to the, you pull up and park in the designated parking spot. And all these suckers are in the drive-through line. And out walks your food. And holy moly, that was great. Didn't have to wait in line. Didn't really have to come in contact with anybody. Get your food, right? I'm not. Everybody knows what mobile ordering is. I don't know if everybody's having the same issues that we're having, but lately, and you know, anybody that has kids or is a picky eater like me knows that if you get a cheeseburger with onions on it and you have a 3-year-old that won't eat a cheeseburger with onions on it, your 3-year-old doesn't have dinner anymore.
Right. And if your 3-year-old's like my 15-year-old, scraping something off doesn't do anything.
Exactly. Or your same way with your 10-year-old and even your 17-year-old will not scrape onions or ketchup and mustard off of cheeseburgers. You know, Maggie likes honey mustard dipping sauce. It's just, it's never right. It's never ever right. We'll look at the receipt. We'll look at the order. It'll the cheeseburger, no onions, plain cheeseburger, honey mustard dipping sauce. And you get it, and there's barbecue sauce in there, and there's onions and lettuce and ketchup and everything on the burgers. And it's just consistent. And then this is what made me write this down. We had the worst experience ever. We were, Christine and I were running some errands, and then we had to pick up Maggie from gymnastics a couple days ago. And we got done with the errands earlier than we thought we were going to. We thought we were going to have to pick up Maggie and then get dinner. We had about 25 minutes, and there was a McDonald's on the way from where the store we were at to her gymnastics. Of course, there's a McDonald's on the way. And so... we mobile order. We had 15 minutes at least, 20 minutes pushing it to wait for the food. That should be plenty. Pull up, send the order, sit in the spot, sitting in the spot. There's a couple other people sitting in their mobile order spots. One person leaves, never saw their food come out. 5 minutes later, the other person leaves, never saw their food come out. We're looking at each other like, I don't think there's any food coming out.
Right.
20 minutes go by, nothing. We just pulled away and left. Wow. Paid for the food.
Why didn't you go in?
You can't go in to a lot of these places.
Okay.
A lot of the fast food places. And we didn't have time to sit through the drive-thru. And then what are you going to do at that point?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You're already upset. They're going to be mad at you for not...
Yeah.
For going to the drive-thru and complaining that you didn't bring your food out.
Right.
So, like, are you kidding me?
So you ordered, you paid, you waited, and they just never showed up.
Exactly. And you're in their parking lot.
Okay, here's what I don't get. They're used to this. They see someone sitting out there, or they should see someone sitting out there.
Multiple people.
You would think you would walk out and say...
Something.
Yeah. What's your name?
Something.
What did you order?
Something. I had one. This isn't mobile ordering. Thank goodness Maggie was in the car with me, because also, as you know, your family thinks you're stupid. So when you get home and the order's wrong and you say, I ordered it right.
Oh, I know. I know.
They look at you like, did you really?
Trust me.
Yeah, so you know, like, they're looking at you like 50-50.
Yeah.
Either you might have forgot. Maybe they mess it up, but also maybe you
forgot. Isn't that amazing? I mean, this is a big show.
Right.
Dozens of people. Hundreds of people. It's a big show.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty confident doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I order a cheeseburger plain for Phoebe from...
Yeah.
Timber Creek.
Yeah.
And it comes with pickles on it.
Yeah.
Suddenly,
you're a nobody.
I'm a nobody. And I feel like it.
Yeah.
It's not, I can't just be like, you know what? Screw off. Everything you have is because of me. Eat the pickles. I'm just like, I swear to God. I'm so sorry.
I'll go get
another one.
Walk out on a stage in front of thousands, doesn't matter, whatever. Confidently talk, have fun. Like, that doesn't shake me. You get in the drive-thru, you don't know. Like, I need to stress to them how important it is that there's no onions on this cheeseburger. But at the same time, I don't want to be...
Right. You don't want to be that guy.
Yeah. So you don't even know. You don't know how to talk.
Go ahead.
I was like, so this wasn't a mobile order. But this is, and like I said, thank goodness she was sitting next to me. She wanted a 6-piece chicken nugget meal. It's one of those double drive-thru lines, like they all are. I order, like, 3 things, but the first thing I order is the 6-piece chicken nugget. I pull up to the first window, and she says, did you have the 6-piece nugget? I said, yes, I did. And then she tells me I told when I pay. Actually, it started at the ordering at the speaker. They repeated the order. 6-piece nugget. Yes, that's what I want. Then I pulled to the first window. Did you have the 6-piece nugget? Yes, I did. Here's your total. I get to the window with the food. Guy says, are you the one with the 6-piece nugget? Yes, I am. Get home, and the Happy Meal is a cheeseburger.
Mm.
3 times, they clarified to me that we had the 6-piece chicken nugget Happy Meal, and then when we got home, and thank goodness Maggie saw that, because she would have been like, Dad, I told you 6-piece nugget. I don't want a cheeseburger. She saw the whole thing happen. But yeah. That wasn't a mobile order.
At least then
experience.
You're on the same team.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I was just thinking.
But there's just no hope.
If you put us all together, how many hundreds of years have we all spent as a nation looking at your DoorDash or Uber Eats, watching the blip on the screen not come to you?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And just. It's the most frustrating thing.
Or have you shuffled through the bag to look at the receipt, and the receipt says cheeseburger plain, and you're looking at your cheeseburger with all this stuff on it, and you're like, see, I knew I said it. Yeah.
Sometimes when I see the person not coming to my house, like on Postmates or Grubhub or something, I have to detach. It's the only way that it's not going to ruin my night. I have to like put my phone 6 feet away and be like, it'll get here when it gets here, and if it doesn't, I'll get a refund. Like, I can't. Let my hopes and dreams ride on this like it is right now, because I'm setting myself up for failure.
And it used to be like it was wrong 2 out of 10 times. And it was frustrating. We are on a roll at our house for at least the last year or two that the order is wrong most of the time. It is a cause for celebration if five people get the food that they ordered.
So I controversial take here. We sometimes we complain about like, oh, the people who work there just don't care. I'm sure that's part of it. But it's also these companies try to get as many people through the drive-thru as quickly as possible.
They're paying them crap.
Right. They're getting paid nothing. I don't want to go do that job. That would be so stressful. And then, they're trying. It's all about speed. So I bet they hear sometimes like, yeah, I know they say plain, but if you're just on autopilot, like just put whatever in the bag and we'll because I guarantee you. 50% or more of people with the wrong order just accept it and move on.
Oh, I
so
bet
it's like a numbers
90%.
Game.
90%.
Yeah, because
I in my life I've probably called in or gone in five times to correct some order, and I've gotten it hundreds and hundreds of times.
But like you mentioned the double drive-through. Does it actually, I mean, does anyone look forward to like, oh, they have two drive-thrus, great. No, it's stressful. It's for them to make as much money as possible. I can't think the employees like it too much because they're just taking double the orders and then you have to, especially at McDonald's, it feels like there's no like standard for who gets in line next. It's kind of like,
oh, yeah.
I ordered first, but the person in front of me didn't move, so I can't go, so you're going, so I'm going to try to snake in front of this person. It's such a headache. Mm-hmm. So I blame the management.
The system.
Let me push back a little bit, though. It's doable because Culver's is...
Nails.
Perfect.
Chick-fil-A.
I've never had a problem with Culver's. They make it fresh. It's way more complicated than McDonald's burger. The kids who work there are super friendly and seem to be having a good time. And it's great. It's a little more expensive, but worth it.
Well, and I think that's it. I think you're paying... very little, and then there's huge turnover at these places, so there's no incentive to hire good people because they don't want to pay good people. You know what I mean? So,
see, to your point, and I've said this for years, I don't know when it happened, but it seems at some point McDonald's gave up. Not the people in the drive-thru, McDonald's.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because it like, I can't remember.
Because they can't lose.
I don't know what this makes me sound like, but I'm just going to say it. I can't remember the last time I went through and there was like a manager wearing khakis and a blue shirt that was tucked in. It's, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There used to be a standard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And should it matter to me? No. But does it? Eh. I go through and the manager's got his shirt untucked and it's covered in stuff,
And even like
puts out an image.
I can relate to working somewhere where you think that you're underpaid and unappreciated.
Like now.
Like no other time in my life. But I still, like, even when I had those jobs. Of course I wasn't as, of course there were times that I was lazy and I was, and I made mistakes and didn't care that I made mistakes. But even on autopilot or I don't care mode,
you get it right most of the time.
Still 75% accurate probably, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's unbelievable that
I mean,
I'm telling you, for us to get when the five of us order food together and get it back to the house and it's what we ordered, is like 10% of the time.
Rach and I talked about this earlier today. Take this conversation, travel back 1,000 years and play it for someone living on the prairie who hasn't eaten in 3 days.
Yeah. Play it 30
What's a cheeseburger?
Years ago. Go back 25 years ago.
And we're like, I used this device to order food and pick it up, and it wasn't perfect. People would be like, what?
But they would be upset about the work ethic.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.